Gentlemen, to the show that thinks it's trying to do something good, but in reality is just masquerading as the bad guy. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, casting your suspicions aside to listen to unbridled, absolute rambunctiousness. Just because, you know, what else are you going to do? I was watching First Line this morning, in a morning news show. The same stories, repeated word for word, were said something like three times in the space of 30 minutes. And an update again. Whoa, that's a lot of repetition. Each of the stories completely lacking in detail. Names, faces, connections, dots, details. No. There was some description of a massive riot in England. Oh, yeah? What were people rioting for? Well, they were getting their pensions cut. They were going up to 67. Oh, yeah. And they had to pay more into their pensions fund. Oh, yeah. And also, they got less from their pension after they paid for that way more in both cases. Oh, yeah. Sounds reasonable. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, is all like, all up in my grill. Very, very agitated and saying that, oh, we're already negotiating with the workers' unions, etc. And you're calling strikes while we're in the middle of negotiations. This is very naughty of you. And the respondent, David Manchild Miliband, replies just by saying, well, we're not the kind of people that blame it on the tea lady and the bus drivers when we talk about cutting people's wages and such like that. All right, it's irrelevant. Here's the news story that you should say. People are marching in the streets because they don't know who the hell is shafting them, but they know that they're being shafted. Very few people turn up to cover it and turn it into something that it actually really is, and so it winds up getting summarised by a couple of douchebags in Parliament against each other. In the real news, major corporate banks are taking over the country and they are forcing austerity measures onto other countries so that they have to repay their debts because they got them monstrously in debt because every dollar that they gave them in government bonds was counted as a debt with interest. But they don't issue the interest into the currency, so you can never repay the debt. So everybody's in a pin, a bind. Corporate bankers got the freaking purse strings. They bought them out long ago. They bought out our fabulous politicians long ago too. And so now, here we have the latest in the reiterations of stupidity from both the fake left-wing media and the fake right-wing media and the fake left-wingers and right-wingers, because they you can't fly a vulture without both a left-wing and a right-wing, can you? Especially when you're eating up everybody's babies. This is the most disgusting form of tyranny that you could ever conceive of. One that is literally done by pure making stuff up out of thin air. Some of the best scams have been stuff made up out of thin air. You know? Take the old Rockefellers, for example. Big Bill Rockefeller. Have you ever heard of Big Bill Rockefeller? I'll tell you about Big Bill Rockefeller, boy. He was an old school Rockefeller. And by that, he was literally, and this is no joke, he was a traveling snake oil salesman. I'm not kidding. That you read history, man. This is how the Rockefellers got all their fortunes, because Big Bill Rockefeller wasn't just the kind of fella to go in and scam one town in the Old West and move on to the next. He was one to recruit an entire legion of scam artists to go out and sell his snake oil to people. And he wound up very wealthy, and he decided that he'd put his money into oil. And then when other people decided that they'd put their money into oil too, he then bought out the barrel market so that nobody had any barrels to put their oil in. And he drove them out of, business. Okay? These are the wealthiest people in the world. This is how they work. This is how they started. And this is how it has continued. And thus, we have, through enormously wealthy banking families, like the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, who basically Rockefellers are just Rothschild agents now, as everyone else pretty much is. Oh. And the story continues. Have you noticed that it's all repetition? Have you noticed how that's the same arguments that get put forth again and again and again? It's beyond reckoning the stupidity. Imagine how annoying would it be to sit there and read this crap again and again. I only watched it for 30 minutes. She had to repeat those stories for an hour and a half a day. And then when the midday news comes on, you get to hear them repeated to you again. And also then when the 6 p.m. news comes on, you get them to have to repeat it to you again. And then later, just a little bit later, you've got the Nightline programs, which get to repeat it to you again. Okay, so how in the world can we qualify this as something worthy of your attention for that much time? I mean, when I watch the news, I'm not watching the news. I'm monitoring the enemy communique. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on here. That's what it's got to take. Some dedication. I know watching news is freaking annoying, but, you know, people watch it. You can figure out what kind of BS they're distracting people with. And often, you'll get alerted to things that you didn't know were BS. Soon as something on the mainstream news starts pushing it up, BS. There's a problem, you know. I was thinking about starting up a news network called the BSN, the BS network. And all we do is just copy-paste stories from the mainstream media, you know, not that hard. It'd be great. It'll be a good sister site to scumbaggery.com. Because the unfortunate principle of getting into sort of any media activism or whatever is that you realize so many people don't like mainstream media. People frickin' hate it. Almost everybody. Occasionally you'll get the odd apologist who says, oh, well, you know, they're just doing their job so they can get trips to Tahiti and Gucci handbags. What's your problem? You know, it's their right to do what they want. It's just like, dude, if you're in a position where people actually listen to you and you start feeding them crap, that's pretty awful. Kind of violates some sort of principle, doesn't it? Where's your conscience? How do you sleep at night, boy? Probably in very nice, you know, 600 count thread cotton sheets, I'd bet. Isn't that right? Life of luxury? Was it? Oh. Come to think of it, if you actually start manifesting hate against media and all of these other people, don't you then just become the other bad guy, you know, sitting around acting with a little bit of scumbaggery? Why not try and become the bad guy? You know, see where that gets you. And you'll find, reasonably enough, that if you start stepping over people, if you start sabotaging people in the workplace, getting rid of your competition for promotion, as it were, or stamping down on people who kind of make a little bit too much noise about stuff, you'll wind up going through the ranks of business, media, or education. That's basically what it's about. That's how psychos get their way all the way to the top. Corporate structure almost dictates that the person who acts like a psycho will wind up doing very well for themselves. Right? You know, people think that other people are just decent people. No, mate. I'm telling you, there are plenty of people out there who are trying very, very hard to get their way forward in life by wrecking other people's lives. Right? That's all they got going for them. Don't care about anybody else. Really only care about themselves. And there's so many people like that. You know, so it strikes me as like virtually every employer I've ever had. Certain people are defined as psychopaths, and their general behavior would be the kind of person who's very, very nice and lovely when you first meet them, and they're sort of interesting, and ultimately they don't really have a lot of depth to their character, and they don't really care about anybody other than themselves. They don't have any long-lasting relationships. You know, sound like anybody you know? Could be a psychopath. You know, somebody with no emotive attachment to another human being per se. You can have structured attachments, like, you know, families and whatnot, and you understand family loyalty, like you don't kill them, but you don't really feel quite so much emotion for them. Maybe rage if you lost them. But other than that, and this is what you're talking about when you're talking to politicians, when you're taking them up with a camera, you start to notice a little bit about how shallow they are. Some of them. You're like, yep, that guy's going to sell us out. You can know it by looking at him, especially their eyes. You know, anybody got to look at the eyes of Obama or John Key, mate? They are freaking dead inside, mate. There's no light, no life, no honor, no respect. Allegedly. I love that word, allegedly, because you can add it onto anything. You can say John Key is a raping pedophile, allegedly, and it's not the case. Maybe I could get done for that. Oh, I'd relish the opportunity to find out whether or not it was the case. But never mind. Occasionally, you do get to wondering about how much the voting system itself might be rigged. And I'm not sure if that's the right question. I think the right question would be, how rigged is the voter? You know, they're the ones playing in a rigged game. They're not the beneficiaries of the game by any means. You know, unless, of course, they're wanting you to play part in some dastardly agenda or what have you. A lot of people are very skeptical. They're like, oh, and people are like, oh, skeptic societies and whatnot. Who would join a skeptic society? Like, I'm from a society of people who are skeptical about everything except mainstream media. You know, it's just insane. Really. Because the basically assumption that I've had a look at some of these skeptics about climate change, for instance, or about 9/11 being an inside job. They're basically just saying, oh, well, human nature, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter if it was an inside job. it doesn't matter if it's a con or what have you, you're just wrong because the majority says so. That's all the Skeptic Society is basically there to do, is to say that the majority say so. What kind of sick individuals are this? Right, it's not the it's not change that you should fear. It's the status quo. Whatever the status quo is constantly subject to change. Anybody who really devotes their lives or even some of their spare time to simply maintaining the status quo is wasting their time. As most people do. Plenty of people have got tons of spare time. They might spend it watching TV about some subject that's only mildly interesting and doesn't really teach you much. They could be spending 6 hours in a row playing video games, whacking up zombies and such. Well, where's your value in your day? Have you created something today? Have you made something that hasn't existed before in this form? And that's what I like to do. A few videos, radio show each day, trying to get some word out there about something reasonable and intelligent for once. Because there's no real decent people who are just onto it with conspiracy and all the various ins and outs of the real media. It's so hard to find good stuff. And when you do, you start picking it full of holes. Isn't that the case? I think it's because we should always be critical of everything. You know, don't have to be skeptical. But make sure that you think critical. Because if you don't, goodness knows what can wash over you in the next election. We'll be right back at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go freaking nuts. And we always like to have guests on this show, and unfortunately our one today has not shown up. There might have been some confusion. But other than that, if you could call in, that'd be lovely. 402-237-2525. That's a 402-237-2525. Or if you're on Skype, you can go to the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and we'll add you onto the Skype list, and we can call you over the break and bring you in that way. So 402-237-2525 for those of you calling in the US. We're hearing a shockingly large amount about Ron Paul of late, and I think he's a freaking awesome dude. Very old dude, and that's never been a barrier on the election of a president in the United States, really, has it? It's some pretty old guys there, old honorable gentlemen, allegedly. And seriously, I mean, looking at, I think, what state was it, Ohio or Iowa, that Ron Paul is now actually winning in the polls over the eye of Newt Gingrich, or Gingrich, or Whining Itch. He's a scumbag versus Ron Paul, you know. And you'd figure this kind of result would happen everywhere, but it happens to be in one where they just kind of, you know, they let the tail down, as it were. They have very little funding, allegedly. But now that Ron Paul's back in the polls, I'm sure the old Eye of Newt will get copious quantities of funding pouring in from the banking sector, wouldn't they? There's a thing, you can predict it because it's so predictable. You can even predict their arguments. You know? They're terrible. I cannot believe that people are still buying it. I cannot believe it. And you know, I don't think I actually do believe it. You know why? Because people are switching off mainstream media like they don't have a tomorrow. Now, realistically speaking, if you have a look at mainstream news, for instance, they had some rating polls done. I don't know, I think it might have been midway through last year. It was reported in a major paper. And the mainstream news channels like Fox, CNBC, NBC News, and all those primetime news programs had lower ratings than the Chuck Norris Total Gym infomercial. People liked Chuck Norris more than they liked the news that all the major networks were coming out with. Isn't that spectacularly fabulous? Because it truly documents the point that I'm trying to outlay here. Nobody's actually listening to the mainstream media. People think that they're all sheep and they're all stupid and everything like that. But the fact of the matter is people are switching off them in droves. And I find it actually quite difficult. And it's almost shocking to find somebody who believes everything the mainstream media says. There's that little faith for them. So if you want to get into the alternative media, there is a path for you. Believe me. There used to be like something like 800 and something media companies in the United States before Military Commissions Act or under Clinton or some law was passed where they allowed the big cats to buy them all out, and then it went from that to like 5 to like 4. 4 major media companies that control virtually all media in the United States. Isn't that just sickening? And these guys probably belong to the same freaking clubs or something like that. Oh, Murdoch. What you talking about, Murdoch? I'm talking about convincing people to go to war for absolutely no freaking good reason other than my complete control and domination of all life on Earth. All right. Well, I ain't getting in no plane. You know, that's how we should really act towards these people. It's kind of like an A-team. There's got to be some description of, you know, alternative media, megaphone wielding, foaming at the mouth. Kind of attack dogs out there. All right, we have a call, speaking of which. Caller, you're on the air, area code 406. What's your name and state your business?
My name is Kevin, Vinny, and I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
I love that line.
Yeah, definitely. I was the fellow, right when your show appeared on American Freedom Radio, I sent you, I think on, maybe on Facebook, I sent you a few URLs for YouTube clips, mostly lighthearted, you know, enjoyable stuff, favorite New Zealand musician. I figure any Kiwi worth his salt might appreciate. I never got a response back from you, but I figure you you took a look at the URLs and nodded. And yeah. I've been listening. You recall, by any chance?
I've got terrible memory, and because I get so many emails every day, getting to look at them is becoming a lot harder now.
Right.
Oh man, it's terrible. And I always say, man, if you want to get my attention or something, give me a call.
Yeah, well, I took it to the next level now, didn't I?
this is perfect. Now we can have a catch-up, bro. What's on your mind and what's been going down?
Well, actually, it's good that you ask, because there is something on my mind today. It looks like we may have a big story breaking, and one of the things I would love to see is I would love to see the alternative media get behind this with as much weight as they can. You know, treading carefully, of course, but, you know, on the previous show on American Freedom Radio, Kevin Barrett and his buddy Jonathan Elinoff in Denver, Colorado, It appears that they've broken a fairly big story. The sheriff of Arapaho County in Colorado seems to have gotten himself arrested. And maybe this is something that wasn't planned out all too well, but Jonathan Elinoff has done a good job of protecting his sources and actually going undercover for a couple of weeks. Jonathan Elinoff is one of these conspiracy researchers who also has a foot in the real world of terrestrial radio. He's got a job at Clear Channel, apparently. And this thing about the sheriff getting arrested appears not to be so carefully planned by the powers that be. It's something that just sort of broke, and it may get some airtime, I would think, on the lamestream media. So with this being the case, I think that if the alternative media is pushing it real hard, and they can't help but have it on the lamestream media as well, seems to me that there might be a lot of potential here for some type of breakthrough. Just my thought.
Well, I find that there's potential with every big breaking story to have some kind of breakthrough. And you know what the problem is? If it does have breakthrough, it gets shut down in the media and forgotten about relatively quickly.
Well, yes, we have seen that. Basically, we've seen that with everything, you know, and you've got a point. You definitely have a point. However, I think that this is going to, each time something comes up where you have a point of contact between what's happening in the lamestream media and what's happening in alternative media, and they're both talking about the same kind of incident, you have the alternative media that's basically covering the truth, okay? Simple. And then in the lamestream media, you've got the spin and you've got the party line. And everyone who listens to both ends of it is, you know, some passing interest in the alternative media, but mostly listens to lamestream, or the other way around, perhaps. Everyone kind of knows that, hey, wait a second, something's about to break. And then it does get shot down. But each time, Vinny, and I put this to you, and I want you to consider this, each time it seems like the period where they don't quite know what to do gets longer and longer and longer. And with the sheriff of Arapaho County getting arrested, I have an intuition this may be different from some of the other stories. It's going to stay in play longer. Certainly everyone in Arapaho County is going to be thinking about it for a long time to come. And I think that the story's not going to die, because what's he's gotten arrested for has been a drug bust, you know, hard drugs. This is the sheriff of the county. And apparently, you know, some other issues as well. This is big stuff, Vinny.
Well, it's if he was connected to, like, a whole mass of other sheriffs or other law enforcement who are also in on the drug running and everything like that, which they'd have to be if he were to be arrested for huge amounts of it, right? It's like...
Well, yeah.
This is the thing. You can take one story and you can multiply it. Okay, that's as far as I've ever seen. Whenever you have one bad incident of something happening to somebody somewhere, you can be rest assured that it is happening elsewhere.
It's not isolated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nothing happens in the vacuum, not in America anyway. It's you can find whose dirty hands are all over it. Like down the road here from my house, there was a cop's house where they were selling methamphetamine out of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, this kind of stuff happens all the time. You know, why do you think all the drugs are absolutely everywhere? The cops freaking facilitate it. Why do you think so much evidence goes missing from the lockers? It's because they're selling it. Or they're giving it to gangs to pull off hits that they don't want to do themselves because it would look messy.
But, of course, they've always got the rebuttal going in the mainstream media. Oh, well, you know, this happened. Oh, my gosh. We got caught. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is obviously an isolated incident. That's why it's appearing in the mainstream media. Right?
Oh, mate, I think the mainstream media is suffering from a bad case of the isolated brainstem.
Well, yeah, they have their, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain moment happening. It's sort of like birth pangs now, where they're having contractions every 15 minutes, and it's stepping up a bit. You know, now it's every 10 minutes. And pretty soon, you know, Toto is going to pull the curtain aside, and everyone's going to be standing there staring at them, and, you know, they're just going to realize that all this lamestream media stuff is just a bunch of comedy. It's not even cutting it as propaganda anymore. Everyone knows what's going on. Well, kind of, sort of everyone. You know, we've still got a lot of zombies running around, but, you know, maybe they're permanent zombies. But listen, the people in Arapahoe County, and this really is the bottom line, they can't let this go. You've got a huge number of people. I'll tell you a little bit about Colorado and about Arapahoe County, okay? You have a huge number of people in that area of Colorado that are very, very well-heeled, neoconservative-oriented people, and they are asleep because their job and their paycheck generally keeps them asleep. There are a lot of defense contractors in that area, and there are people that are practically hardwired to be asleep and or zombies. And when they have their sheriff get arrested for what he's gotten arrested for, there is no way they cannot stay asleep over this. They can't. And you're going to have this clap of thunder overhead, and these people are going, oh, my God, what have we been doing? Because this is the sheriff who apparently helped somehow. He was mixed up in the Columbine shooting in 1999. Now, exactly the extent of his involvement, you know, remains to be seen. But apparently, this is something he was involved in.
I thought the Columbine kids shot the sheriff. Oh, no, wait. But they didn't shoot the deputy.
They saw Sheriff John Brown just standing there. He showed up at the school right that morning.
But, he obviously showed up on the school. Didn't you hear him say kill them before they grow?
I beg your pardon?
Didn't the sheriff also say, like, you know, John Brown said, kill them before they grow? So that's why he came to the school, mate.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I recall there was some funny monkey business going on with the sheriff's department the morning that shooting happened. And that's all the deeper that I've gone into that. I leave other people to research it.
Allegedly, they stopped people from coming into the building, and as a direct result, with nobody coming in to protect all these kids, they just kept getting shot up by these two little psychos who are like tripping out on Prozac.
Yes, I had heard all about that. I've heard all kinds of allegations. Columbine is not one of the areas that I've researched very much.
Oh, well, let's talk about areas that you have researched very much after the break, if you're keen to hold on, Kevin. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. I want to jump it.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this? Like this? Let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any. Not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check, check,
welcome
the mic,
back.
Check. 1, 2 from a crew coming through. Are you hype yet?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie East Show. AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y because it's the most important question, allegedly. And my kind of guest today, who I believe contacted us, or I was made contact with him regarding, what was it, the last radio show that was on here at American Freedom Radio, the Global Freedom Report, isn't that right, Kevin?
It's absolutely correct.
Yeah, yeah. And so you've actually done some shows yourself and such, haven't you? Like on camera and all that.
Well, I'm flattered that you ask. Actually, I tend to specialize in stuff that's more behind the scenes, but I'm thinking of starting my own network, actually.
Well, that's as my former producer said, just do a show, don't mess around with the mechanics and the horrible things that you have to deal with by owning your own network.
Well, yes, I understand that, which means that there's sort of a division of labor going on. If you have too many chiefs and not enough engines, then you get into a funky situation after a point. I think there's enough people out there that need help with the dirty nuts and bolts that it creates a niche for me, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely have to make sure that you look after people's dirty nuts and bolts.
Well, yeah. I'm seeing that there's a few rays of sunshine appearing through the clouds. I can speak to, Kevin Barrett's show, which comes on right before yours. He had a very interesting fellow from We Are Change Wisconsin on a couple of weeks ago, Eric Sayward. And Eric Sayward has come out with a website called truthertools.com. Which I think is a project which definitely deserves a lot of attention far and wide. And I think if people start thinking in these areas, that there's potential for quite a lot of work getting done on the quiet, in the next year or so. Definitely there's the interest there. Definitely we all need the help, the assistance. And definitely there's a shortage of labor. Granted, it's unpaid labor, but nonetheless.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. You can't really build an alternative media network or anything to do with alternative media and start it up on a basis of money or something like that these days. It's usually something that's born out of hard work rather than a lot of dollars and a lot of innovation and a lot of growth. And that's how you really are capable of. Yeah.
Vinny, this is precisely what I'm saying. You're absolutely exactly correct. And suddenly, a lot of us are sitting around, and we're not getting paid, to sit around. But you look on the bright side, and suddenly you've got a surplus of available time, and you want to contribute something. You may not be able to contribute money, but you certainly have a lot of free time where you can, pitch in, basically. And there are a lot of people who have got free time on their hands. Let's leave it at that. And I think that there's a few people out there, at least, who have got, a modicum of IT skills who want to step forward. And contact Eric at truthertools.com would be a good place to go. But he's by no means the only place. I think there would be a few other people, given that we've got this brief spot on your show, we can pitch forward and maybe just get a few people talking on the chat board,
Yeah, I mean, why not? I've always found that, many people come to me and say, I want to volunteer, Vinny, what do I do and what have you, and it's like, well, I don't know. I mean, I think that kind of people have to be really independent, and they have to show themselves and improve their worth before you can start actually giving them work to do and expect them to really do it. About out of 100 people that will volunteer, maybe only one, maybe two, will be suitable for the job.
Absolutely, that's correct. There's a concept that's used a lot in libertarian circles. I'm not necessarily giving any kind of endorsement to libertarian ideas as such, but it's something that everybody should become familiar with. It's part of the street judo of being a truther, that you're at least, you have a nodding acquaintance with libertarian ideas. And one of those libertarian ideas that is incredibly important, it was put out by Friedrich von Hayek, is the idea of spontaneous order. Okay, and one of the areas where spontaneous order is going to become extremely important in the next few years. And so we have around the world a strange situation where it seems like the governments of the world and the economy of the world seems to be going to heck in a handbasket. I'm not too far out on a limb by saying that, am I?
Well, I think it's more like they're throwing the basket into the surface of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With everybody in it.
There's any number of creative ways to describe it. It seems to be disassociating on an almost molecular level. And, metaphysical with it.
The economy is going to be controlled demolition like those freaking towers were poofed into freaking nothing but atomized dust particles.
Exactly. Talcum powder. It's going to get in everyone's lungs and everyone's going to get funny diseases and die a lot sooner than they would have otherwise, I suppose.
And the government will not only tell you that it was safe, but they'll refuse to give you health care if you don't believe so.
Just so we could keep Wall Street open. Yeah, I know. We've seen this one before, haven't we?
this is the thing. History repeats itself, right? But now I'm starting to see every month and every year repeat itself. Like, that's how much the repetition is going now. Do you feel like it's all speeding up? Like, there's so much attention being played on the New World Order now that they've been forced to accelerate their plans of ultimate control and distinctive scumbaggery.
Yes, yes. Mark Twain had a saying. He said, don't quote me, but this is the gist of it. Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself necessarily, but it sure does rhyme a lot. What we've got here is we've got another rhyme. It's sort of like a long bunch of sing-song verses, and suddenly it's like every line always ends with the same kind of sound. We've got situations that keep happening again and again and again, and even the people that are starting to get Alzheimer's from all the aluminum and the chemtrails are starting to realize, hey, wait a second, wasn't this happening last week? And they're beginning to catch on. And,
and then the people to blame it on the Alzheimer's and give them another Zoloft.
Well, yeah. There are lots of cycles. People are just sort of walking around in circles. But still, not all of us have Alzheimer's quite yet.
Yeah, I love it when people are going exercising and it's like they have hundreds of miles of sidewalks and stuff all around their neighborhoods and everything, and then they run on a treadmill. They pay money to get one into their house, as if being in contact with anything anywhere at any time outside of your private little cozy home is the worst thing that could ever happen to you. The problem is, if you started to go out in the community all the time, you'd start meeting people, and you'd start realizing, hey, I'm not freaking alone.
Well, yeah, that would help.
There's so many people that just shut themselves away at home these days, and this is conspiracy theorists and everybody alike. We don't go out anymore. We just come home, watch TV, get on the internet, maybe invite a few people around on occasion, but we're not out meeting new people constantly and doing that sort of thing. I don't know. I feel that the more social contact you have, the more social skills it grants you, because you get to meet and get along with many, many different types of people, and they all teach you something. Everybody you meet.
Right, you're absolutely correct. But I think what's happened is that a lot of people, being constantly steeped in the fear, they're largely in a fear avoidance mode. Up to a point, it's a fairly rational way to proceed. I mean, if it seems like there's danger out there, and let's face it, there are a lot of crazy people running around these days, and a lot of zombies too, and they're no picnic to deal with. Okay, we've got a lot of people out there that you want to avoid. So if you want to run, if you've got the bucks, go out and buy a treadmill. That way you get to watch Fox News while you're exercising. I suppose that if you did get oh, music.
Yeah, that's the music. It is that time. You can hang on if you want. Kevin, and we're, I kind of wanted to explore your past and kind of what woke you up sort of after the break here. But I wanted to get into a whole new media network game, because it's a serious commitment and one that nobody should approach lightly, and it doesn't look like you are. So I'll be interested to find that out. Ladies and gentlemen, also, if you want to call and be part of the conversation, the number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. Or you can ask us some questions in the chat room if you like. If you don't want to come on air per se, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com /chat-room.html. That's thevinnyeastwoodshow.com /chat-room.html. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in 3 models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Tuberculite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Calling out there for a little bit of unity in the truth movement. Because after all, we all have bigger enemies than each other. After all, we're not the ones who are going to be stealing your houses. We're not the ones who are going to be starving your family. We're not the ones going to be taking you to court. We're not the ones that are going to be standing over you with enormous amounts of weaponry and black uniforms. Are we? Truth is, we're not the ones who would be doing that. That's our enemy. We don't need to be fighting or hating on each other. And I find that I've been doing it a bit lately, you know, to tell you the truth, being critical of movements and all of that sort of stuff. I'm wondering that maybe I should actually adopt a more propagandistic sort of fashion to it, where I will, instead of being attacking other people where I see them doing wrong or anything, I'll just be like the mainstream media and just not cover the bad sides of the truth movement or any of the infighting or any of that sort of stuff, because it just makes people lose momentum, get disinterested in the entire movement overall, when they really should be listening to the actual truth and the messages and not the crappy, stupid stuff that goes on behind the scenes amidst patriot communities. What do you think about acumen?
And I was a little worried. I was taking a look at the chat during the break, and I see that some people are a little worried that Truth or Tools is not going to let them in. All you need to do, this is the most important thing, is you need to write Eric. Okay, Eric Sayward. He's the guy in Wisconsin Change, and he's the guy behind truthortools.com. And remember that, when you get a website, there's usually one or two addresses that always work, even if they don't put it on the front of the website or on the index page or what have you. They always work, and in fact, all email eventually ends up at that email address anyway. And we're looking at possibly info at whatever the domain name is, or if you don't want to try that one, you might want to try admin. And I'll give you a few more hints. If you take a look at Eric's page when he ran for Congress, and he did run for Congress, very easy to look up. Just go to your favorite search engine, hopefully it's Start Page or IxQuick, and just type in Eric Sayward, S-A-Y-W-A-R-D. You might want to put in We Are Change or W-A-C. And then put in Wisconsin, or the first few letters of Wisconsin, W-I-S-C. And you will find that he does have an email address. And you just write to him and just say, look, I heard about you on the Vinnie Eastwood show. I'm very willing to help you out with whatever you need help with. I have this, that IT skill. I can type 20 words a minute with only a couple of mistakes or what have you, and I think that Eric would be pleased to give you a login. So that's how we get that one done. But
I think the future of the media is just free media platforms kind of things. Kind of what I'm trying to do, like
absolutely.
With the media,
absolutely.
Somebody calls up, you know, wants to start a blog or something, we'll give them a editor password, and they'll be able to come in, post things to the main page. Doesn't matter what you're talking about. I mean, to be honest, everybody's got their own thing going on, and they're all connected anyway, so best give everybody a say, so if anybody goes to a website and they want to find something out, they can find out.
Precisely. We have no overarching network. It's all leaderless resistance. We're all doing our own thing, pretty much. We all have our wits about us. We do our best to judge all of these situations with the information that we have. You know, just like everybody else in the truth movement says, do your own research. Now, why do they say that? Are they being smart-alecky? Probably not. I think it has more to do with the fact that you cannot understand any of these issues until you've been there yourself. Start your own blog. Get on Blogspot. You know, get on any of these other, you know, get on WordPress. Get on any of these free services. Cut your teeth on the free services. Even if you're just saying, you know, silly little things like, oh, I listened to this on this show, and I listened to that on the other show, and I don't know what to think, and, oh, I'm just a beginner at this, I'm no good. At least get up there and say something. And once you get a little bit of practice at that, and you get used to the idea of people throwing rotten fruit and vegetables at you, then you acquire a little bit more courage, and maybe the next day or the next week you'll actually go out onto the street, you know? Maybe you won't have a microphone in your hand, but...
Yeah, maybe the next thing they'll throw at you will be tinned peaches.
Right, exactly. Or tear gas canisters like they had at Occupy Oakland. You know, the other
That's just unbelievable stuff, eh? Like, have you noticed that it's just all getting worse? We're now getting the Auckland Occupy movement getting trespassed by the local council, and they were taken to court by Penny Bright. And if you don't know who Penny Bright is, Kevin, oh, mate, she's just a hardcore lady, eh? She's like the Cynthia McKinney of New Zealand or something like that. Just totally self-funded,
I'm
professional
Penny Bright.
Protester. She's got it down to the nine tooth in court, mate. She loves court because she always beats them.
She's ferocious.
Oh, they did. And she beat them, and that means, hey, they can't trespass them. Not just yet. They'll probably try again very soon.
Well, the powers that be have this problem where they're getting very addicted to making up the rules as they go along. And that's leading to a certain, I mean, we were wondering, you know, when does the shadow state break the surface of the water? When do they become apparent to other people? When is it that all the people who weren't awake before suddenly wake up and start looking straight at them? The moment is definitely approaching. And the fact that the powers that be are making it up as they go along is playing a very, very big part in that. We can kind of tell that they're acting more scared than anything. Like they don't know what they're doing, and they are making it up as they go along. It's causing all kinds of people to say, hey, wait a second, I was trusting this person, you know, 2 minutes ago, and now I find out that they're threatening, you know, this person and that person and the other person in our community who hasn't done anything wrong. And our people take them to court, you know, they go in pro se, just representing themselves, and suddenly... If they don't win the case, they come, you know, darn close. And what's wrong with that? Hey, this is kind of interesting. This isn't conspiracy theory at all. It's just normal community activism. Nothing wrong with that. Why should I feel fear? Just then suddenly everybody's stepping forward. Suddenly it costs nothing to be a patriot.
Well, so I actually like the idea of making it up as you go along, because that's all that I do.
You've already got
like none of the videos that I've done really have been, you know, kind of planned out for more than like a couple of seconds, like, oh, there's a scumbag, let's go ambush him with a camera. That's kind of it. First question that rattles off the top of your brain sort of thing, and you don't need to put all that much effort into it in order to do something fun.
Well, exactly. You start out by asking the Prime Minister some very serious questions. You just accost him on the street when he's walking from one building to another. And you ask him a couple of serious questions, and then question number three is, do you realize we have photographs of you wearing underwear on your head? Or something like that, you know? And then you get to see him with a really stupid look on his face. And then you just put it up. You put it up on YouTube the next day. And everybody enjoys that kind of thing. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you had any kind of big agenda. Maybe you're just a guy that likes to walk around and make politicians look silly, and that's fine too. Everybody gets a good laugh out of that. But the main thing is, you know,
I'm not sure
people that
I'm
not
sure they need
me
help with that, Kevin.
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure that's
correct.
Yeah. I think the point is it needs to
become more obvious. The point is that it does need to become more obvious. There are certain people that haven't been brought up to speed yet who can potentially be brought up to speed. So if they see something like that on YouTube. You know, one thing that I thought about that would be kind of an interesting counterpart to We Are Change, and not exactly like the Love Police, but maybe a little bit sillier, was I wanted to see somebody put together a group called the the government clowns or something like that, and they dress up in you know, clown face and put on some clown costumes, and they run around. They go to the kiosks, you know, downtown, wherever they happen to live in the world, you know, where all the bills get posted, the notes get posted, near the courthouse, something like that. And they run out all dressed up as clowns, and they staple up a bunch of big edicts, you know? And they look very official. They've got the letterhead and all that stuff. It looks like, you know, somebody has made some new ruling or something like that, and then people will look closer at the fine print, and it'll say something about wearing underwear on your head or something like that. And it won't pretend to be a government document, but it will look similar from a distance, something that will get people saying, wait a second, what's this doing up on the bulletin board here? So people start thinking, they start juxtaposing the two ideas of the government on the one hand, and then really silly things are happening, we'd better look closer. It doesn't need to get any deeper than that, just enough to get people thinking about what's going on. That's actually the major step, because we still have a lot of people who haven't made that first step, and that's really all it needs is a little bit of comedy, a little bit of lightheartedness, a little bit of, I'm not afraid of what's going on, let's not have any worries, let's step forward and be citizens instead of sheeple. It's very simple.
Yep, that's right, and it's just as simple as, you know, the next step to suicide. It only takes one step off that cliff. And then I can guarantee you, man, you are sacrificing a lot when you decide that you want to know the truth, because there's a lot of real safety nets that have been brought up around you that are just plain lies. In fact, almost all of them are just plain lies. And then you have to realize, I have to start from scratch. I just realized that everything that I've learned up to this point, all those years in university, all those years in high school, have been a fraud. You know, and this is a great thing about this whole clown's idea. I came up with a similar idea, I think it was like last year or something, a political party called the Clown Party. And, you know, you just dress up in your clown suit and all of that kind of stuff, and you go to your party meetings and you talk to all the candidates and everything, and you just say, hey, look, people, vote for me. I'm way less corrupt than the rest of these clowns.
Well, yeah, Vinny, do you remember Lord Such back in England?
Not as such?
Yeah, he had something. Yeah, Lord, he was a rock musician who did a lot of monkey business political activism that was pretty funny. And he had something called the, what was it called? It was called the Raving Loony Party or something like that. And he stood in some of these elections, and he was well regarded by a lot of people. He was kind of a harmless character, kind of inert, but just the fact that he was standing out there as head of the Raving Loony Party, you know, definitely, you know, there are good things to be said for that level of activism. Not that you do anything or that you threaten to do anything, but it leaves the escape clause open in the minds of innocent people everywhere that we're all citizens, we all deserve to step forward and have our ideas heard, if we have any. And if somebody's running as head of the Raving Loony Party, then that's actually a good thing and they're not hurting anybody. And that actually will take away some of that fear. Because to be honest with you, when people realize that all the stuff they learned since high school was a bunch of lies, that's actually much scarier for them than, you know, 9/11 was an inside job will ever be.
Yeah,
confronting that level of truth is just something that most people just don't have the stones for it. They don't. They won't, and they won't get near it unless they've got a lot of help from all their buddies. And, you know, we've got to have a situation where everybody's waking up all at once before they're going to be able to face that and realize, jump over to the other side, you know?
Yeah, well, in the meantime, people get discriminated against by their families an awful lot because of their truth or activism, that kind of thing. You know, it tears people apart. It's really harsh and stressful on relationships, because once your mind starts to get full of all this stuff, once you really start researching and digging and watching dozens of documentaries and everything like that, it becomes really addictive. It's kind of like when you first get into a relationship with somebody, and then first 6 months or something, you're all over each other, and then later on it just kind of slows and calms down a bit. It's kind of like that with being a truther, you know? Something will give you that impetus and just make you fall in love with it.
Yeah, you're correct, Vinny. You hit upon it. Basically, what's going on with all of that is that you're just going through a love experience. Okay, now love is one of those corny words, and everybody makes jokes about it. But the reason why people go through that phase where they're suddenly watching a lot of videos and they're going in this media orgy where they simply cannot get enough information. They're studying this stuff every moment they're awake. The reason why is because they're going through sort of a love experience, just as you would in a relationship. It's identical in principle. You may not have, if for example, you're getting addicted to truth or media, you may not have another single solitary, you know, individual on the other end of it. You know, it's not like you're a couple or anything like that, but the fact is that you are studying something that you care enormously about, and it reaches all the way down into the depths of your consciousness. I mean, it goes all the way down to your freaking spinal cord, and it hits you hard. And if you have the honesty to recognize that it is hitting you that hard, I mean, a lot of people don't have that honesty because they're removed from the truth most of the time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really do. It's kind of like if you tear a child away from their parents, that's the kind of feeling it gives you. You know, you stag, you crying and bawling, and you want to go back to it. You want to go back to it, but somebody's keeping you away from it. And to a child, that's a really traumatic experience. Same thing here. Except your parent is actually the government. This is the whole belief structure that people who vote and think that the left and right is actually onto it. I mean, they're wrong. Basically, all it is just a you've been taken hostage of by the state, essentially, as your daddy figure, and then when you realize it, it absolutely crushes you because you really loved your daddy.
Well, yeah, I know. This is absolutely true. I mean, the worst kinds of jails are the ones that have, you know, invisible bars. And we all know that one for a fact. That was probably the first thing we learned when we, you know, took the red pill.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem, though, is because a lot of truthers and patriots, they still have those walls up. Even after waking up to the grand conspiracy, it's like, oh, I won't enter into that inter of research, or I won't talk about UFOs, or I won't go into reptilian or whatever, this kind of stuff. They've still got all those walls around them sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. This is characteristic of all areas of learning. I mean, not just the truth or stuff, but everything generally. You start realizing how much of the world is interconnected, and you say, "Well, you know, I ran into fact." Oh boy, music again.
Yes, it is. It's musical on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we will be right back after this break because we've got to pay the bills. And if you'd like to support this show or American Freedom Radio in general, buy something off the website because it really helps. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. To the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My guest has arrived. Kevin, if you're still there, I think you are. I'll have to say fare thee well, and thank you very much for your call. It's been riveting.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure and an honor being on your show.
Yeah, well, can I call in more often, mate? Don't wait until I've been on air more than a year before you give us a wee bit of a tinkle on the phone's call.
Well, like most truthers, I'm a little bit shyer than you might think. And I think a lot of people are probably in that boat.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like the kind of person who will just, you know, you can be the shyest person or you can be afraid that people might take you the wrong way. But when it comes to dealing with truthers, I act as naive as humanly possible. I assume absolutely that everything that somebody says is meant in a very, very nice and good and constructive way, unless it's blatantly obvious that it's not. So that way, I'm pretty much the most accepting person you could ever call up on talk radio and have a vent about whatever you want.
I'm exactly the same way, Vinnie, and that's one of the reasons why I call your show.
All right. Well, thanks very much, and you have yourself a fabulous day, Kev.
Won't be any problem at all. Take care, mate.
Cheers. Okay. My caller, Kevin, thank you very much, and Deborah Dupree, we have been waiting for you for the utmost of the show. We only have two segments left with you, but We'll do a little bit of a Skype call after the show as well, and we'll upload that to youtube.com/ Mr. News Guerrilla Media. That's MR News, Guerrilla with one R Media. That's Guerrilla like a soldier, not like a 800-pounder running your state of California, as there is at the moment. Deborah Dupree, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Thank you very much. I do apologize for getting my time wrong here.
Well, look at it this way. We've got people listening all around the world, live, simultaneous, in all these different time zones. It gets confusing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Could you tell the listeners and so forth about yourself and what you do and who you are?
Yes, thank you. I hold a Bachelor of Science and a Master of Science and a postgraduate diploma actually from a University of New England in Australia, down your way. And I have been focusing, I've been a human rights defender for 30 years. That gives my age away a bit, doesn't it? But for the past 6 years, I have focused on what is called targeted individuals, innocent people who are being harassed, stalked, spied on, attacked with directed energy weapons in this post 9/11 era of the war on terror. And I have learned a tremendous amount that I would appreciate being able to share. It's, if certainly not this evening, but if anybody wants to go look on my Examiner website, I have over 250 articles about targeted individuals. And just today, I did a piece on drones in America actually attacking an innocent targeted individual. This is the type of non-consensual human experimentation that's going on here, and also the type of persecution that's happening that is not reported by mainstream and is one of the reasons that we just love people like you, Vinny, for taking the lead and saying you are the media. The other thing that I've been focusing on for the past 19 months now is the Gulf oil spill, in quotes. It is not a spill. It was a planned accident. We have evidence, ample evidence that that's the case. And also that, quote, spill is still gushing. And mainstream media has not reported that. Of course, BP has had its most expensive PR campaign in its history to try to cover up the reality of what's happening there, as well as the oil by carpet bombing the people, as well as, of course, the water with Corexit, which is banned down your way. So those are the two areas.
Oh, no. Actually, Corexit wasn't banned. In fact, there was a little bit of a hiccup with a giant 40,000-ton container ship. In very suspicious circumstances, of course, washed up on a big reef that was well-charted, and the oil kind of like slicked out the side, whatever. And they, of course, sprayed Corexit on it. And our environment sinister, Mr. Nick Smith, said, oh, it's just as harmful as dish soap. It's all G units.
Oh, I didn't realize they'd gotten you too.
Yeah. Well, see, I think we should just go up to the environment sinister and just have a little bit of Corexit and say, would you like to wash your hands, sinister?
Right. You know, it amplifies the toxicity of the oil by 11 times, according to toxicologists and scientists here in the United States. And this is
does that mean it's actually 11 times as bad, like the correction itself, or only it's only 11 times as bad when it's combined with oil?
It's lethal on its own. When it's combined with the oil, it makes the oil toxicity 11 times more lethal.
Holy cow.
No wonder they only just did a little bit of it, because it wasn't too much oil, you know? They couldn't get away with the spraying up and down the beaches all day and every day, and then have people in one of the biggest tourist messes in New Zealand all coming down with terrible Corexit-related illnesses, like it having it in their blood, and oh my goodness. How many workers survived the Exxon Valdez spill exactly? None?
Well, you know, workers are dying regularly down on the Gulf Coast, and I've actually just come down to the Gulf Coast because I'm writing a book about it, and I just wanted some more information. But people are dying, and it is not being reported. It's also causing miscarriages. Ian Crane reports it as a depopulation event, and the miscarriages have surged along the Gulf Coast. And the first surviving dolphin was just found this week. It was rescued. It had a 50-50 chance, 50-50 chance of surviving. The babies are washing up to shore. The baby dolphins, they're washing up to shore dead. It's horrendous, and it's just been covered up so well. To me, 9/11 was horrid. It was awful. It was a tragedy. It was also an inside job. This is far, the ramifications of this are far greater in terms of the human death toll.
It's the ultimate in scumbaggery. I mean, look at this. Like 11 days before the Deep Sea Horizon basically explodes like a freaking fireworks show out of a Chinese warehouse. They buy up this massive company called Boots and Coots, the biggest cleaner upperers in the game. I think it was who bought them? Halliburton, was it, or BP?
BP is closely connected to Nalco, and of course Goldman Sachs is over all of it. So here you have Nalco, which is something, I think last time I checked, it had multiplied its profits by 6 times since they started carpet bombing.
This is the thing. Cleaning up a disaster is far more profitable than actually everything going smoothly and selling oil as you regularly would.
This is true, and the sad part about it is that it has not been cleaned up, of course. I mean, it would be laughable if it were not so sinister and tragic. The cleanup workers were given little spades, like little children's spades, and they were attached to a stick, and they were only allowed to dig a few inches. And if they were caught doing more than that, or even speaking to people, they were fired.
Oh, my God.
Plenty of
time. This thing is like a huge corporate cover-up. Like, how can you... Look, when I heard that BP was telling the United States government, not asking, but telling them who's going to be cleaning up and what the laws are going to be down there and how much media is allowed and what they're going to be using and everything like that, I was just like, holy cow, this is huge. This is the corporations literally taking over America.
This to me was the last step of fascism. Everything that's happening now, we just passed the Senate passed a bill. Anybody can be picked up anytime, put in jail, no charges, no trial here in the United States. And you know, there's only one word for that I know of, and it's fascism. And it's the same kind of thing that our country goes into other countries and bombs the heck out of them because, you know, they're violating human rights. And we have our own Congress passing these draconian laws, as well as what's going on in the Gulf that, as you say, is the most humongous cover-up. It was the biggest cover-up until Fukushima.
I suppose, you know, when you look at it, you have to say, look at the amount of damage it's doing. It's virtually wiped out the entire food supply there, shut down the Gulf Stream, so now it seems as if the northern half of the world is having the worst summers and the worst winters, and it's a constant cycle of the worst freaking weather that used to be balanced out by a nice stream of warm water going over that frozen Atlantic.
Mm. But then, you know, the people are eating the fish out of the Gulf. Our military transported that fish and tons of it to all the bases for all of our soldiers' families to be eating. It's still being served in restaurants. It's still being promoted by the tourist industry. And the doctors said 19 months ago it would be through the food that that people will suffer and die in this country.
And this is the problem. You're caught between a rock and a hard place, aren't you? Either you starve because your fish supply is contaminated, or you survive and eat the contaminated fish and die.
Well, let me tell you, the people along the Gulf, plenty of them surely aren't eating it because they know what they're pulling up. They're pulling up fish with lesions and sores, and they're bleeding. And some of them have mutated so much they have extra gills, extra fins. A shark was pulled up, and all it is, you see the mouth, and then this great big one eye. They call it a cyclops shark. You know, for goodness sakes, what are we eating? What kind of DNA is, you know, what are we doing to our bodies? In this big cover-up, I certainly do not eat the seafood anymore from here, and most of the people I know do not. But plenty of people, they're hungry,
and you can't eat the seafood that comes out of the Pacific Ocean anymore either, because of Fukushima. You've got all this plutonium, uranium, and all this stuff, 40 years worth of spent fuel rods. It's basically dumped all over the Pacific. And the whole ocean is contaminated now. You can't eat fish anywhere, period, basically.
But again, thanks to our trusted politicians like Hillary Clinton, who signed a secret pact with the Japanese government to say, yes, we'll keep taking your seafood. You know, it's not marked. It's not tested. Oh, yeah, bring it on over into our country. Give it to our people.
Are they really trying to commit? Americans are suffering from a state of almost constant overabundance of food and gluttony at this point. I mean, have a look at the population and how much obesity there is. There really is just so much addictive substances in the food and what have you. So if they want to kill the population off or something like that, all they got to do is sell them some contaminated crap with addictive additives all over it, and boy, oh boy, will they die and love doing it.
Yeah, and the other thing, of course, is the reproductive diseases that it's causing, so that people won't be able to have babies. There's already been a baby death surge in the northwest where Fukushima first hit. Months ago, it was already a surge of 35% higher than what it had been, all the way over to the opposite north coast, where there's also a baby death surge. At one point, it was reported 58% higher than usual just since Fukushima. So, and we also know the same thing is happening along the Gulf Coast, and that's being covered up. The women's miscarriages are not being reported, but it's definitely happening. I've listened to the women cry. I've seen the girls. It's even young women who are 11, 12, 13 are bleeding. Other children are bleeding from all orifices. It is criminal. This is a crime against humanity that's being covered up.
It's a total eugenics operation, in my opinion. Like, basically, they don't want anybody to have kids. They don't like people in general. They just want to wipe everybody out because they've got this Malthusian catastrophe idea in their head that, oh, we can just make sure all the food goes away and make everybody sick and what have you. That way we'll have a big crisis. We'll have a justification to wipe them all out. And at the same time, it'll be great if there's heaps and heaps of deformed children and everything like that, because then they can say, oh, well, because there's so much of a likelihood that you might have contaminated children, we're going to decide who gets to have babies and who doesn't.
That's right. And you know what else? They can use their singularity bionic technology for all those deformed children too, can't they? For the ones that they want to live, and of course they only want, 1/6 of the population to live.
Yeah, well, Planned Parenthood and all of that kind of stuff have been killing people for goodness knows how long in the form of abortions. And you have a look at the rate of black abortions and stuff like that, mate. More blacks have died from abortion than any other cause. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, The Lighter Side of Genocide. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
Welcome back.
back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about history repeating and doing the same thing over and over again every day and never, and always being shocked but never being surprised. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. There's Vinnie with a Y because it's the most important question, allegedly. It's the lighter side of genocide because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you were to lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts, just as nuts as the sociopathic individuals wearing suits that basically run every continued aspect of your life. My very special guest is Deborah Dupree. And we've been talking about Fukushima and the Corexit nightmare. We've come up with a great product, Corexit in a can, you know. Cola, if you will. Yeah, Corexit Cola.
That's it. Corexit Cola. I love it.
Or just call it Cola Exit. And
brainstorming.
You sell it by the can, you know, six packs or dozens or whatever. If you want to clean out your neighborhood, give them Corexit Cola. This will be great.
I think it'll go over really well all along the Gulf Coast and it'll help get the word out to the rest of the country. Thank you so very much for that, Vinny.
Yeah, brought to you by direct2consumereugenics.com.
That's it. Perfect.
Yeah, a bit of a morbid fascination there, and I'm sorry to all the people that are currently suffering from debilitating diseases and things down in the south and bleeding out of every orifice, but you got to find the light at the end of the tunnel somehow, even if it does happen to be an enormous freaking train that's going to run you over.
We also have to find ways to get the word out to the rest of the country. And honestly, we're at the point where if anybody can do anything to help us get the word out about the truth, that up to 40 million people will suffer and die untimely deaths because of this. And those estimates were given by people like Matt Simmons, who within a week after he said it, suspiciously died in his hot tub. I don't know if you know who Matt Simmons was, oil guru of many, many years, wonderful guy. He was telling the truth about the Gulf. He was telling people
the guy who died allegedly in a hot tub of a heart attack?
Yes. And he's actually in my son's movie. He was in my son's first movie, Fuel, which is about the criminal, I call it the oil mafia down in the Gulf. And then, he's one of something like, I think, 16 people over the past 19 months who have died or been suicided or disappeared. And they were all researchers or pretty high-profile people. One came down in a small plane crash. The Swan doctor just disappeared right when he was getting ready to give everybody his research report about why all the swans were becoming paralyzed after the spill. Matt is among those American heroes who did not survive this crime against humanity.
Yeah, he's definitely bumped off. I mean, when somebody tells you that somebody has a heart attack in a hot tub, you think of yourself as people when having heart attacks maybe in stressful situations. How much stress are you in when you're in a hot tub, baby?
I know, Vinny.
Well, maybe quite a bit if you had some CIA agent with his arm around your neck and plunging a needle full of hallucinogens or something like that into your bloodstream while simultaneously plunging another one into the vein of your neck with a deadly serum or something like that causes a heart attack.
Well, that's true, but you know, these days with drones and directed energy weapons, people can induce a heart attack from blocks away remotely. And
they can listen to you from blocks away remotely as well with the laser beams now. They can just shoot laser beam onto a glass or onto the glass of your window or something like that. They can hear you from all the way across town.
That's right. And they can see right through your walls too. And this has all been documented. It's all just the way it is. And people,
have you found Have you found that funny, Deborah, that we've got all these people who are truthers who are afraid to come out and start telling the truth because they think, oh, I might start getting surveilled or anything like that? They already are, mate. What have you got to lose?
Jenny, that's the way I look at it. Is people say, oh, aren't you afraid to say that? And I said, well, do you talk in your house? Do you, you know? Well, yeah, I talk about it in my house. Well, all of that can be heard. You don't have to have your, you don't have to have a phone up to your ear. All you have to do is have your computer on, your phone plugged in, your cell phone with the battery in it. And sorry, but people know where you stand on things, and they already know. So I don't know. There's the old saying: I'd rather die standing up than on my knees, or something like that. I guess you get to the point where you just think, you know, if we all cower, if we all say, "Oh, look, that's dangerous. I'm not going to get out there and do that," we're sure to lose. We're sure that no revolution has ever been won that way. So you're either, you know, George Bush was right. You're either with the criminals or you're with the people who want to help change the world for humanity.
Yeah. And I think it was Sun Tzu in The Art of War. He said, the best way to beat your enemy is to get your enemy to beat himself. And that's the whole mind play thing. If you think that you're going to be defeated before you've even started to fight, you won't even want to fight at all. And that's their plan, is to get everybody so depressed, so depleted in energy, so overarched by all these ridiculously horrible, scary, bad, no good, very, very terrible things that are going on at a very consistent basis, that they won't even do a dang thing to save themselves from it.
That's right. It's oppressing people is working. But on the other hand, we have wonderful people all around the world who are empowering the masses. And never before have we had this many people awake. So it's the 100th monkey syndrome, I think, that we're all waiting for, just waiting for that last little candle to spark and make everything else lighten up so that we can put an end to the barbaric rule that is in control, New World Order, globalization, whatever you want to call it.
The problem is that they come after you in so many different ways, and I find that the only tactic that's capable of really repelling them on a general global basis is the tactic of the cactus. What does a cactus do? It covers itself with spines on every direction, so anytime anything hits it, it gets pricked, right? In your town, in your home, in your country, against every single agenda that the New World Order is currently applying on you simultaneously, whether that be media scumbaggery, government scumbaggery, corporate scumbaggery, any form of scumbaggery, I can guarantee you there will be an expert or somebody of that nature who has dedicated themselves in that particular place to fight that particular agenda. All you got to do is give coverage to all of the people that are covering all of those agendas. That's how the cactus works. It doesn't work unless we all work together to defend ourselves from all directions, at all times, in all places.
The Australian Aborigines call that kanyini, that connectedness, and I really respect that. And I'm glad you brought that point up, and I think that's one of the things that we're seeing in our Occupy movement here, despite the police oppression and the violence that the police are showing the world. It has brought, you cannot kill the spirit that has started here. And this is quite different to the Tea Partiers. The Occupy people know who the enemy is. And because of that, they're really able to raise awareness much more quickly and stand up against it.
Yeah, yeah. And if you notice, everybody's kind of got this this sort of impetus, like, now's the time. Look, now has always been the time, okay? Mm-hmm. You've just been missing the bus every moment by not acting.
That's right. But isn't it fine to see people coming to the party now and really getting out on the street and saying, no, we're not doing this anymore? The bank transfer days here have been very successful, and that will continue. People are just taking their money right out of the big six banks.
Yeah, well, I think they really should, you know, starve the beast.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. And there are things like that that are finally happening in a big way, to the point, yeah, I guess the powers that be think they need those drones over the United States, and they need to be attacking some of us.
This is the scariest thing. How 1984 is that, or how Brave New World is that? We're literally, you're going to be plodding along, you know, just in your pickup truck or something down a highway. All of a sudden, government freaking predator drone just comes out of nowhere and shoots a Hellfire missile at you and blows you out to kingdom come with your family. That's rough.
Yeah, that is rough. And a gentleman wrote to me last month, and he said he'd seen a drone. He'd even been attacked by the drone. And I thought, you know what? I can't really report on this quite yet. But I tucked it away, and I know who this person is. He's credible. He's got a great reputation. And sure enough, the news hit the stands today. We have 700 drones operating over this country right now that they're using to test. So he was absolutely right. He said, I'm being used for non-consensual human experimentation, because they are shooting directed energy weapons at him. But he had never seen any aircraft, or he'd never been able to work out who could be doing it. And sure enough, the same aircraft is hovering over his house every time he has these sharp pains and gets burns.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think we can talk about that after this show here. We're going to record a little commercial-free interview, which we'll upload to the YouTube channel. Thank you very much, Deborah. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. And check out more of the videos and archives of the show at Mr. News Guerrilla Media. That's the YouTube channel. And visit us and do the archive thing at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and guerrillamedia.co.nz.
Thank you, Vinnie.